Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and that means it's time for a live local interview. I have two special guests in the studio with me today. Janine Holtzman. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. And also Megan Pasternak.
Hi, Peter.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in. We are here to talk about a special event coming up. It's an annual event, the Ocean Wave Quilters Quilt Show for Mother's Day. And Janine, I'm going to ask you to start. Janine and Megan are both co-coordinators, that's hard to say, of this event. So Janine, you originated this event many years ago.
Yes, I had a quilt class in 1983 when the University of Alaska was just a community college. And I just figured all my quilters would finish their quilts. So I had the Centennial Building scheduled, and then only a couple of them came through. So I went around town and found quilts, and we had a lovely quilt show. So that was 1983, 43 years ago, and we're still doing one annually. And it's satisfying to know that we're perpetuating this wonderful tradition.
Wow, so this is as big an event as ever. Megan, how big is the show this year?
This year we have collected 88 quilts, and they range from postcard size to king size or queen size, possibly. I'm not sure how big the ones are, but they're all different colors and shapes and sizes and patterns and just a big variety.
Wow, so I'm a quilt newbie. I don't know a lot about them, and I'm going to ask you, how many In a postcard size quilt, how many pieces are in a postcard?
Depends on the postcard.
Well, let's say it's a 4x6 card.
Yeah, they're
okay. 20?
Well,
200?
No. The one I made was a scenic one, and it has probably 6 or 7.
Okay.
But some of them had little hearts on them. It was centered around Valentine's Day.
So. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun. So lots of quilts, 88 different quilts that have never been displayed before.
In Sitka, in our show.
In our show.
Yeah.
And I want to talk specifically, of course, the show opens on Friday.
Yes,
5 o'clock.
But there's a special event. I want to talk about that first, and then we'll go back and talk about the rest of the schedule. There is a special event on Mother's Day. So Janine, I'll ask you, talked about that.
We have a wonderful tea party on Mother's Day with cookies and tea, and it's free to everyone to come. It opens at noon and it closes at 4. And it's a lovely tradition. So please show up and wear your hat.
And where should they go?
We're at Fraser Hall on the historic Sheldon Jackson campus.
Okay, so which building is that for people that are not familiar with the buildings?
The building that faces the lawn furthest to the east, more by the museum. There's parking up there behind the building and along the little road that goes up to the campus.
Great. So let's talk about, I want to drill down into some of the quilts. So Megan, you said there were 88 quilts, but you've seen them all, I'm sure.
Well,
have you seen them all?
Sort of. Janine and I collected for 2 days. We had people bring them, and not all of them got opened up fully. Ah. We just said, that's a large.
But I have seen them all.
But she has seen them all. So.
Okay, so Janine, do you have a favorite?
Oh, do I ever? Yes. It's Megan's.
No way.
Yeah, I'm not brown-nosing her.
No.
Okay, I take your word for it.
It's just spectacular. It's a scene of Cat Leanne Street taken from an old photo, and she's done it in a kind of gray and white and black old-fashioned photo look, but with one red building, and it's just stunning. It really
thanks.
It's the winner. I just can't imagine it's not going to get the first prize.
Wow, Megan, tell me about the creative process for that. So did you just have a lot of black and white and gray fabric, or did you see the photo?
Well, I do.
The old photos.
Huh. But a couple years ago, I did another one of Cat Leanne Street of one of the old houses in black and white. And actually, Janine has a project almost every year called Slice Quilts, where so many members, it's usually 7 to 9 people. Each person provides their own image. It gets cut up into pieces, the pieces distributed to the participants, and then they interpret it in fabric and send it back to the owner, the originator. Well, I kept wanting to do this one image, and she kept saying, no, it's too hard to match all the grays and blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, I'll just do it on my own then.
Okay. Okay, good. So, Megan, do you have a favorite?
Well, there are a couple of older ones that are hand-pieced and hand-quilted, which it's stunning. They're works of art. Well, quilts are works of art, but they're just to think of hand piecing and hand quilting, all of that.
Where do these come from? Someone's private collection?
There's two Hawaiians. There are two Hawaiian quilts, and that's one person's. And then there's a older one that a person got for $5 at a garage sale.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And I remember one of the fun parts about walking through the quilt show is to read the descriptions.
All the stories.
So you're probably working on those still? Are those all set up?
They're typed up. Sarah's putting dots on them because each quilt has a dot. And you can vote for your favorite small, medium, or large quilt. And then you can also vote for your favorite quilt that comes with the theme, which this year is weightless.
Weightless. Mm-hmm. Weight as in not being very heavy.
Correct.
Okay.
As in fluffy, ethereal, flimsy, delicate. I mean, there's so many ways to
interpret
yeah. weightless.
Huh. So you picked this theme a year ago, let people know this is what this mm-hmm. is going to be, and kind of turn people loose.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So there is, in case people have not seen the poster, they should look for that. The artwork for the poster is beautiful. And that was done by Nicole and Vic Winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice. I'm not going to try to describe it.
Look for them around town. They're posted all over. And yeah. I'm going to put one downstairs because I noticed there's not one down there.
So. Great. So the other information you can get on that poster is the rest of the hours for the show. So we should talk about that. It opens on Friday, the May 8th at 5 p.m. And then it runs for Janine quite a while.
Yes. So then it's open Saturday, Sunday, the whole entire week after that, and then the following weekend. So the hours during the days are 10 to 5. There's no cost to come to the quilt show. The only exception to the hours is Mother's Day when the tea party happens, and it's 10 to 4.
Noon to 4.
I'm so sorry.
That's
yes,
okay.
That's right. Thank you.
That's why the poster's out there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
And then on Sunday the 17th, it closes at 3. So
yeah.
So by that time, the votes have been collected.
Votes are going to be tallied on Friday, the whatever that date is.
That's okay.
17, 16, 15. 15, yeah.
Yep. Great. So you can also bid on a quilt if you're interested. Mm-hmm. There's a silent auction.
There's a silent auction and a raffle quilt. And the silent auction, the bid sheet's right there. You can read the story and bid on that. And that money goes to supplies for our Quilting from the Heart project.
Okay. And that silent auction quilt was created by a couple of your Quilt Guild members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the theme is Tea Party, I understand?
Yes. So it was made by Mary Levesque and Karen Boyer from Fabric that one of our members who unfortunately passed away donated, Sue Faulkner. It's just charming.
Great. So that's one that that you can bid on mm-hmm. to help support the organization. And then the Cancer Society is also having a raffle as well. And the quilt that could be the prize for that is also on display.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, gosh, what else can we talk about? There's so
it's free.
There's
it's
so
free.
Much. It's
That's
free.
What's cool about
and
it.
And it's two full weekends, which is nice.
Yeah.
It gives people lots of opportunities mm-hmm. to come by. And if you want to go when it's not very busy, you can go during the week and kind of wander around
it takes
at the
me
leisure.
At least twice to go through to read the story and look at the quilts. And then I always kind of go back because it's like, oh, I never noticed that detail or whatever it is about that quilt. And I rarely vote. Because, and our ribbons were made by Cheryl Vastola this year.
Tell me about the ribbons.
For favorite viewer's choice large viewer's choice small, viewer's choice like, medium,
like
and
big Kentucky Derby,
and
you know, Kentucky. How can I say that? The
yes,
things,
they're very
the collars and that's very fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the Guild has a show of mini quilts at the back door. Then that runs the whole month.
Great. And that's already started.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So at the back door, you can check out the mini quilts. You can come on Friday to the opening of the quilt show at Fraser Hall at 5 p.m. You can come all week long to the event. But most importantly, if you can come on Mother's Day between 10 and 4 for the tea and cookies.
I'm sorry, I confused us with that. It's noon to 4.
Ah, noon to 4.
Yes, I'm glad Megan was here to catch us.
Okay, again, yes. Look for the posters around town, the beautiful artwork from Nicole and Vic Winter. And we are out of time. So
okay.
In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with Janine Holtzman and Megan Pasternak. They are co-coordinators of this year's 43rd, well, maybe not 43rd annual.
No, it is 43rd.
It is 43rd.
We did the math.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Mother's Day Quilt Show. Thank you so much for coming in. I hope you have a great show and lots of great attendance.
Thanks, Peter.
All right. Thank you.